It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biannual ritual of changing the clock back and forth.
Gain an extra hour of news.
That's 1 hour.
This weekend to hear all the things Congress is not doing.
Congress.
We need to pass a bill.
To stop changing the clocks.
Probably not.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Well, we've got a special guest in the studio, Kevin Lytle. He's one of the owners of Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, man. You've got to be making money like crazy with this perfect weather that is out here. I mean, it's all people are doing is jonesing to go for a ride, and if they don't have a bike, well, they need to come see you.
Well, that's what we always hope for. It is fall riding season, so we definitely invite you to come out and see us.
My favorite. That's my favorite time for sure. And coming up Saturday, you can break out the costumes if you want, so you get a little bit more mileage out of them. That's a good idea, because you guys are going to have a little family-friendly Halloween featuring Trunk or Treat. So bring the kids even, right?
Yeah, so we're calling it our Family Fall Fest. You know, last weekend, I'd say there was about 100 to 200 Trunk or Treats over Gainesville. So we decided to push ours back one weekend. This weekend, let the kids, you know, I'm sure they don't have enough candy already.
No, well, you could never have too much.
Right. So, you know, they can, you know, again, like you said, get one more use out of that costume. Come see us. We'll have Bounce House, a bunch of games for the kids. Again, completely family-friendly event this Saturday from 11 to 3.
Well, you were born in Michigan like me, and up there I had a pillowcase.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I would take trick-or-treating.
Always.
And run from house to house. And, I mean, you'd have a mound of candy at the end. So, yeah, candy is fun. Candy is good, especially for the kids. And you could also, decorate your ride all up, because you're going to have a little contest for that?
Yeah, if you'd like to. We've had, you know, several years. You will take trunks as well if you want to bring your car, but also if you want to bring your bike and kind of decorate that up, whether you got candy in a saddlebag or, you know, next to it. And we'll have the best decorated car or motorcycle.
And they do have motorcycles that have trunks on them now. They're called trikes.
Yes, they do.
You got some in?
We got quite a few.
All right. And then coming up next Saturday, November the 9th, that is always a big deal. It's the 23rd. Wow. 23rd annual chili cook-off. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's not this Saturday. That's next Saturday on the 9th, like you said, also from 11 to 3. 23rd annual chili cook-off. We generally have anywhere from 20 to 30 different people that enter. First place is $500 cash. And then we also have a people's choice at $250 cash for you guys to come out. So again, as always, we'll have music, obviously plenty of chili, some drinks, and again, it'll just be a good time. A lot of specials running through the store as well. So
just recently, I think I was doing the Valor thing or something like that, and a very nice woman approached me and said, hey, I still have to thank you for when we won the chili cook-off at Gainesville Harley-Davidson, and they own the powder coating,
yes,
company,
mm-hmm,
at the time. And she said, man, just you talking about the radio, business was never, you know, greater than that. So
right.
She wanted to thank me. I thought, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I ask people that want to come. We do have some spots open. You know, I encourage people that want to come and promote their business. You know, that's a great time to do it. You come out, cook a little bit of chili, and then you bring any material you want. Talk to people about what you do and what you're trying to accomplish.
It is great for people to have a small business. You can make it like a team building exercise, yeah. And you come up with a recipe and you do a little tasting, and then you break it out to the public, and then maybe you'll win some prizes, but you'll have a good time no matter what. Yes. Yeah. Been to many, many of them and always had a good time.
Yes.
And this year, the proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House, which is special to us because we're the official radio sponsor, and we're just privileged to be part of that because, as you know, I haven't lived here a very long time. What great work they do.
Yeah, we really, we've worked a lot with them this year. We actually had one of our ex-employees, shout out to Harley, who did all our marketing stuff. She went to work for them, I think about the beginning of the year, and she's just great, and you know, she really, really helps us with that organization, be close with them. So
we asked her if she was going to change her name to Ronald, but she wouldn't. No, she said there was no going that. So she's still advertising for you one way or another.
Yes, 100%.
Gotta like that. Hey, while people are there, they can register for this national year-end event sweepstakes you got going on with all the Harley dealerships. Tell me about this prize. It's a pretty big prize.
Yeah. So first prize is a 2024 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Again, you can register to win while you're there for the chili cook-off or throughout that whole weekend. But obviously, you know, we'll have a full effect on November the 9th to win that. That's first place. Second place is a big trip to Milwaukee for the homecoming, which will be in July. And then there's other smaller prizes. But, of course, the main one would be that brand new 2024 Fat Boy.
That would be very nice.
I can see that. The glisten in Bob's eyes just when you say that. It's just like,
well, also, Milwaukee reminds me, gosh, last time I was up there, I think we dragged a couple of your bikes up there.
Yeah. We went up, we've been up the last 2 years for that homecoming event, and they've done a really, really good job with it.
So. Yeah. Well, this is going back a few years when we did this, but yeah, it was a great time. Milwaukee, there's so much to see around there. You'd be surprised. People say Milwaukee, I don't know much about it. Really, check it out. This is a great opportunity. Also, you get club Eagle Rider membership, all kinds of stuff. And are you going to have any local drawings related to that?
No, all that will be through the national drawings.
But you've got prizes for all the other stuff, the big chili cook-off, and so what's the average? How many entrants do you generally get?
We generally get 20 to 30 different entries, and then some people cook more than one chili, so there's definitely more than enough to go around. You know, I've been judging it now this is our 23rd annual. I've probably been judging it for
very judgmental
20 years or so. So yeah, sometimes it gets a little overwhelming how many you got to taste, but
it is hard. I've been invited to do that. That is not, anybody who thinks that easy is not
right.
Because you have so many variations. You got this more sweet thing. You got more hot. You've got people who use different meat in it,
right.
White beans, all kinds of stuff, or no beans. You're not supposed to have beans and chili. Some would argue. It gets crazy, but it's crazy good time when you're on the eating end of it with no pressure to judge.
Yes, like I that. Agree. And then you can, you know, try the ones you want. You don't got to try them all, you know.
You don't? I mean, you don't.
Nice recovery, Bob.
Hey, you guys always have stuff going on related to the dealership and fun things going on. GainesvilleHarley.com, I guess, would be probably the best place to find all that.
Again, like we talked about earlier, this is riding season. You know, and everything we do always at the dealership is always to benefit some type of local charity. So, you know, again, we encourage you to come out and see us for one of the events. One of these two would be probably our big ones in November. So
yeah, then you get the hog roast coming up and all that. I mean, there's always a lot going on. And actually, you know, you've had these events sponsored kind of in-house, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, a little bit. Both of these events are brought to you by Ride Home Realty, which is a new realty company that me and my sister-in-law have opened here in Gainesville. So we're more of a boutique type of firm. You know, we're not big. It's just about four or five of us. So we'd love to help anybody that's on their housing journey or hunt, help them try to find some.
Not surprising that your new business is a family-oriented thing, dealing with family, because that's the whole premise of, you know, your dad starting a dealership many years ago.
Yeah, maybe I would have learned the first go-around, right, with the family business, but...
That, go see Kevin and ask him for details in person. I have no idea, because I love the whole family. The Lytle family has been very, very good to me. I appreciate it. Kevin, have a great time. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right.
One thing I'd like to throw out there just for your audience. I saw Sheriff Gainey this morning on the corner of 39th and 241, himself personally out there waving and trying to get people to early
go
vote.
By and so, wave. Yeah.
So I just thought that was kind of a cool thing to see this
He's
morning.
He's turned
so.
A lot of things around. The morale is up. Yep. Highest level I've seen in many years. So hopefully he'll get to keep doing that. And all right, Kevin.
Yes.
You take care. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.